If I asked you what's important to you and I forced you to narrow it down to just one thing, what is the most important thing in your life? That would change the way you go about your day to day. That's the premise of the book, The One Thing. It's written by Gary Keller. It's a book I love and love to recommend. I recommend it to friends, family, clients, members of the mastermind. In fact, often we will read that book all together in the mastermind, almost like a book club. We'll do it once a year. This book has changed me personally, the way I go about my work and the way that I do my work with my clients. I want to spend today talking about the premise of that book, and I want to get to the answer. I want to help you get to the bottom of that answer. What is the most important thing in your life? What's the most important thing in your business? By answering that, it'll change everything. Don't go anywhere. All that on today's episode of Restaurant Strategy. There's an old saying that goes something like this. You'll only find three kinds of people in the world. Those who see, those who will never see, and those who can see when shown. This is Restaurant Strategy, a podcast with answers for anyone who's looking. Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in. My name is Chip Close and this is Restaurant Strategy, a podcast dedicated solely to helping you build a more profitable restaurant. Each week I leverage my 25 years in the industry to help you build that more profitable and sustainable restaurant. I work with owners and operators all over the world as well through my P3 Mastermind. I wrote a book and guess what? I am giving away 100 copies of this book to the first people that do this. Very, very simple. Go to my Instagram handle, so at Restaurant Strategy, and DM the word book. You will be given a link to get that book for free. All you have to do is pay shipping. Now, this is very important. It's only for people based in the U.S. We have checked. International shipping rates are way too expensive for us to extend this courtesy. So to everybody out there beyond the United States, I hear you. I'm sorry. I wish I could extend this, but it's just way too expensive. I mean, literally $30, $40, $50 U.S. for me to ship it overseas. For anybody here in the United States who doesn't yet have my book and wants a copy of my book totally free, go to my Instagram feed, right? The Instagram for this show, at Restaurant Strategy on Instagram, DM me the word book. We will then send you a link so you can get this book for free. All you have to do is pay for shipping. It's $3.92. Best part, or I should say the really cool part, right, is you also get free access to my new program. It's called Restaurant Foundations. It's a community with an online course, incredible resources, a monthly masterclass, an Ask Me Anything session with me and everybody in this group. You get access to that for free for an entire month when you do this. If you want to do this, if this sounds good, then go do it. Again, go to the Instagram feed at Restaurant Strategy, DM the word book, and you can get your copy for free, and you get a free month in the community. I'm going to include that link in the show notes as well in case you need somewhere easy to find it, but go do that now. So, Avi, when it comes to guest feedback, how do you recommend restaurants approach managing their reviews?
Yeah, so there are three things that we highly recommend, right? Number one, block out 30 minutes a week, one day a week, respond to reviews. While it would be nice to respond to all of them, focus on the 2, 3, and 4-star reviews because that's where you're going to win people over and have room for improvement. Number two, create templates for yourself. Proven templates that you know work for 2, 3, 4, 5-star reviews. Save time. Number three, if you want to take it completely off your plate, come to Marquee. We have a wonderful managed review product where we will respond to all of your reviews as a true brand extension and take it completely off your plate.
And where can people go to learn more about Marquee?
Come visit us at marquee.com. That's MARQII.com. We look forward to chatting with you.
Now, what I wanted to talk about today was this idea of priorities, right? What are our priorities? Let's get our priorities straight. Let's make a list. Gary Keller wrote a book. It's called The One Thing. And this was recommended to me by one of the members of my mastermind group. She recommended it to everybody. And I didn't read it right away. It took me a couple of months to get to it. And when I did, it absolutely blew my mind. It changed the way that I approach my work with my clients. It changed the way that I approach my work with my small business. It approached the way changed the way that I approach my my personal life, balance, making money, providing for my family, and spending time with my family. In the book, Gary Keller lays out very early in the book, in like the first, in the early chapters, he says, you know, we always talk about what are our priorities, right? Plural. And he says, way back when, the origin of the word priority was always meant to be singular. There was no plural to that word. That it was, what is your priority? What is your number one priority? To say number one is foolish. What is your priority? I mean, it's the only thing. And when I read that, I started thinking, what's my priority in my life? What's my priority in my business? What should the priority be for my clients? There's a lot of different ways because we have different aspects to our life. But by boiling it down to one, not three, not five, not 10, but one, it forces you to get really clear. And when you get really clear on that one thing, I think it changes you. It certainly changes me. And I've seen it change a lot of the members in my group. This changed the way that I approach my work, my coaching work. So the way I coach clients is through my mastermind program. Again, it's called the P3 Mastermind. And one of the things that really helped shape it in 2023 was reading this book very early in the year. And I went, whoa, oh, it all comes down to one thing. For me, the P3 Mastermind is all about profit. Right? It's all about profit, increasing the profitability of your restaurant, because on the backside of profit, there are lots of different things. And each client, each member who comes to the group is after a different thing. Some people come to me and they say, hey, I'm making on average, you know, I have some good months, I have some bad months. It averages out to 5, 6, 7% profit at the end of the year. And we, you know, target consistent, predictable 20% profit. That's what I believe is possible. I've watched it over and over and over, and I've helped hundreds of people get it. Whatever you want on the backside of profit, I promise you profit is the key. Meaning, if you want to just sell your restaurant and go retire, you need a very profitable restaurant so you can get maximum value, so you can get the best price when you sell your restaurant. If you go to sell a failing restaurant or a break-even restaurant or one that makes just a couple of points of profit every year, wait till you see. It's basically an asset sale. It's basically the equipment in there and the, you know, the infrastructure. But a brand that has staying power, that's been around 5, 10, 15 years, that generates consistent, predictable profit every single month, every single year, well, then that becomes a really powerful asset, a very valuable asset. So whatever you want, right? If you want to sell your restaurant and just go retire, profit is the key. If you're looking to franchise, you need to make a very profitable operation multiple times so that you can then look a franchisee in the face, look them straight in the eye and say, yeah, I know how to generate 22% profit every single month. And since you're going to pay us a 6% royalty and 1 or 2% for marketing, 22 minus 7, 8 is still a pretty good living, 15, 16, 17%. And I will show you how to do it. So profit is literally the key if you want to franchise. If you want to expand, right? If you want to expand to a second location, a third location, profit is going to help you generate the capital required to expand so you don't rely on outside investors or giving up equity or taking out expensive loans. Again, profit is the key if you want to do that. And let's say you just want to back off. You don't want to be in your restaurant in the day-to-day anymore. Profit will, if you make a more profitable restaurant, it will allow you to spend the extra money to replace yourself, to hire people that can do what you've been doing all these years. Profit is literally the key if you want to step away, if you want to sell, if you want to expand, if you want to franchise. Profit is everything. And everything we do in the restaurant, provide good food and good service and make a beautiful space, cool decor, all of that is in service of profit. What we're trying to do is serve people well so they go, this is great, I got to tell people about it, so we get more customers, or so that they themselves come back. That place was great, I can't wait to go back. But again, the whole point is profit. When you look at your business from that perspective of profit, everything changes. Then you get laser focused on that and you say, okay, how can I make a wildly profitable restaurant? It changes the decisions you make. Now, it doesn't have to be the case, Maybe you say, no, I just want to make the best restaurant in the world, and I don't care if we just operate at a break even. Fine. And what happens, though, is you give yourself a job. You quit your job where you work 60, 70, 80 hours a week so you can work for yourself and work 60, 70, 80 hours a week, except you're doing what you want to do. But it's still a job, and it's still not a very good job. And I think that's crazy to me. I think it would be better, right? So we always talk about what the business needs, right? What we have to do. Well, I have to do this, and I have to do that, and I have to do this, and I have to do that. All these things that you need to do for the business. And I think when we start thinking profit first, we start going, well, what do I need from the business? What is the business doing to pull its weight? The business has to provide 20%. How do we do that? What sort of revenue do we need to generate? And where do we need to keep our expenses to generate 20%? I'm sorry, what we do is way too important, and it's way too difficult to not make money doing it. Let me say it again. What we do is way too important, the way we serve communities, provide jobs, feed people. It's way too important and way too difficult. I don't need to tell you guys how difficult this is. Way too important and way too difficult to not make money doing it. One of the things that I got really insulted at, and I'm sure you share this, I'm sure this will resonate with you, is that at the pandemic, right? The pandemic happened back in 2020. All the restaurants get shut down overnight. And I know you know what that felt like. Shut down overnight. And what did we do as an industry? We rallied, we pivoted, and we started serving the first responders and the nurses, the police, the fire, all the doctors at the hospitals and all that, sending free meals. How many of you out there could barely afford to keep the doors open and you're sending food to the hospitals for doctors and nurses? Because that's what they needed. And that was the way that we could help. Our industry is incredible. So the fact that it took so long to get the Restaurant Revitalization Fund, and it wasn't nearly as big enough. It took so long to get PPP money, and it still wasn't enough. It's mind-blowing to me. Not to mention the fact that I think our communities could have done more to support us. Yes, they ordered from us. Yeah, maybe they left better tips for our people. Yep, some of that's true. Most of you guys listening had a very hard time through the pandemic, and I know that because I was working with dozens and dozens and dozens of clients over that time. So I understand what you were up against. I understand what you dealt with. What we do is way too important. What we do is way too difficult. Other people could not do what you do. What you do is extraordinary, and you deserve to be rewarded for it. Now, I'm not saying you get something you don't deserve. I'm saying you get what you deserve. And I think you deserve a really good living. And I think you deserve to not be in your restaurant 60, 70, 80 hours a week. I think you deserve to have the choice about where you spend your time. And maybe that is your restaurant. Maybe that's the only place you want to be. You just want to be in your restaurant. Great. But I'd like for you to be able to define the relationship you have with your restaurant. So this book, Gary Keller, talks about the one thing, your priority. Now, what are your priorities? Because if you do that, you say, well, I got to make good food. I got to make sure my staff's taken care of. I got to make sure the service is good. I got to make sure the maintenance is, you know, all. Then you start talking about the things that are important. All of those things are important, but they are in service of profit. We got a word from another one of our sponsors, but I want to talk about a little bit further about what's on the other side of profit. I already talked about it a little bit, right? If you want to expand, if you want to step away, if you want to sell, if you want to franchise, all of those are on the other side. And really what we're talking about is the personal side of this priority conversation. And that's actually the thing. That's actually the conversation I really want to have with you. So we're going to do that in just a second after a word from another one of our sponsors. Are you a restaurant owner or maybe a manager struggling to keep your team motivated and satisfied? Look no further than this helpful guide by 7Shifts, What Restaurant Employees Want, the 2024 report. The heartbeat of any successful restaurant lies in its people, but with the chaos of day-to-day operations, it's easy to lose sight of what truly matters, your team's happiness and their fulfillment. That's why 7Shifts went straight to the source, surveying over 1,500 active restaurant employees across North America to uncover what truly fulfills them in their workplace. Want to know the secret of building a thriving team? Interested in reducing turnover and boosting morale? The comprehensive report by Seven Shifts has the answers you need. Don't let the stress of running a restaurant overshadow the importance of your team's well-being. Visit sevenshifts.com/CC report to grab your copy of What Restaurant Employees Want, the 2024 report. Get that today. Invest in your team. Invest in your success. Go find that link in the show notes. Now, we're talking about Gary Keller, and we're talking about his book, The One Thing. In his book, he talks about how we've bastardized this idea of priorities, that in the original form of the word, priority was always meant to be singular. There was no plural to priority. There was the one thing that matters, the one thing, your North Star that guides you. And I think for restaurants, from on our business side, I think that word has to be profit. That way we're focused on generating profit, meaning we bring in more revenue than we have expenses going out. The surplus, the extra, is what we call profit. That's the thing that goes to us, that pays our bills, that helps provide generational wealth, that provides for our families, and so on. So for me, doesn't matter what's on the other side of that, profit is the number one thing we have to focus on. That's why I started my mastermind. That's the focus of the group. So if you got a busy restaurant doing a lot of revenue, taking care of a lot of people, serving great food, you know, people love it, but you're struggling to generate that consistent, predictable profit every single month, then you already know how to reach out. RestaurantStrategyPodcast.com/schedule. Set up a call with me or someone from my team. We'll see if you're a good fit. But for right now, I hope I've convinced you that profit is literally the only thing that matters in your business. That yes, good food, good service, cool decor, you got to make sure that the walk-ins are working. There's a lot of stuff we do, but it's all in service of profit. You opened a business, and a business, by definition, has to increase shareholder value, meaning generate profit. You are the shareholders, or you and your partner, or partners, or you and your investors, or you and your spouse. Whoever it is, you are the shareholders, and a business exists to increase shareholder value. You've created a business that hopefully will generate more for you than you spend. That's incredible. That's incredible. That's the power of what we do. It's the power of what can happen if we set up our businesses right. But now I said, after the break, I wanted to talk about the other thing. What's beyond that? Because I think the priority in your business has to be profit. Everything we do, and I think you'll find that better food, better service, cool decor, all of that will make a better, more successful restaurant. We'll generate more profit. Now, what you do with that profit, I don't care. I had a client who literally started a business because they felt like they weren't giving away enough. They wanted to make a bigger impact in their community, and they created a business literally so they could give away like 80% of the profits to charity. So I'm not talking about getting greedy, about lining your pockets and buying Ferraris and beach houses. I'm guessing that most of you guys listening to this lead a pretty modest life, and what we need to be happy is pretty minimal. But even if you feel bad about making more money, understand that a busy restaurant, a more successful restaurant, will feed more people, create more jobs, and will support and help lift your entire community. That is a service you are providing. That's an incredible service. And if you create one successful business, you can then use the profits from one to open another one, where you serve another community, feed another group of people, provide jobs, and uplift that community. That, again, is a form of service. Whatever you do with your profit doesn't matter to me. My job is to help you get a very profitable restaurant, to show you the systems that will allow you to manage for profitability. But now let's take a deep breath and let's talk about what's on the other side. I can't tell you and I can't dictate what profit will get you. That's a very personal conversation that you need to have with yourself, with your family, with your partners. You, I think, should have a really clear vision of what you want out of life. Now listen, I help coach restaurant owners. I've spent my career running restaurants. I currently don't own any restaurants. I don't own restaurants because I've never wanted to. I'm doing what I want to do. This is absolutely what I want to do. It's the most gratifying work I've done. Being able to podcast, share my insights with all of you guys to hopefully make your work better, and to work with the members of my mastermind. Right? Again, currently more than 110 people spread across three groups to help impact their lives by making their restaurants more successful. That's what I've wanted to do. That's what I'm doing. I want that for you. I want you to do whatever it is you want to do. I want you to be in a position where you're able to do whatever you want to do. It begins by you getting clear on that. Something I say all the time in coaching is we begin with the end in mind. So in order to have a successful restaurant, we have to define what success looks like. For me, I say 20%, consistent, predictable 20% profits every single month. That's what I put. That's not true for every restaurant owner. Some people are absolutely content with 10% or 12%. Some people aren't content until they hit 30 or 35%. And we do have restaurant owners that do that. Whatever it is, you have to define it. And too often, we're too busy. The 60, 70, 80 hour weeks don't allow any time for us to go into a dark room, take a deep breath, close our eyes, and think about what we want. Now, I shared this a couple episodes ago, but one of my favorite times of the year is that week between Christmas and New Year's because we all slow down, right? Most of my clients sort of take the time off, so we cancel our sessions the week in between Christmas and New Year's, and we just, and it allows us to recharge, to organize ourselves for the year ahead, and to, I think, to think more deeply about what we want out of the year ahead. To be able to think, what do I want? All right. I was talking about this on my Instagram channel the other day, and I was saying the two words that I'm staying focused on this year are more and less. More and less. What do I want more of, and what do I want less of? And I would urge you to do the same. Look back at the year that just passed and say, what happened that went well? What do I want more of in the year ahead? And what happened that I didn't love? What do I want less of in the year ahead? More and less. And too often we don't do that. We just think we're stuck with what we've got. It feels like we have no agency in things. You have agency in everything. You can control everything in your restaurant. If you don't like your staff, you're free to let them all go and go find new ones. And you're going to say, but I can't find new ones. You can find them. I always ask this question. People say, I can't find good staff. I said, yes, you can. What would it take to get a line out the door? Maybe you got to pay your bartenders $55 an hour. Maybe you can't afford to do that, but that's what it would take to get a really good staff. So there is an answer to the problem, and there is a sweet spot, obviously. I'm making an exaggerated example here. What I want for you is to figure out what you want. For me, the priority in your business should be profit. Everything should be poised to increase the profitability of your restaurant so you get as much from it as possible. Now, what you do with that profit is up to you. That's the second part of the conversation. So I'm dictating on the business side. I think you should be more focused on profitability than you currently are. And I think you've got more agency. You've got more ability to affect that than you might realize. That's the first part. The second part then is what's on the other side of profit. Why does profit matter? Because yeah, more money is fine. More money is great. Money is money is money. But unless you understand what that money's for, you're just gonna always chase more and more and more and more. So one of the things for me is I don't work a full 40, 50 hour work week. Some weeks that's what's required. But for the most part, what I'm after is balance. That's my word. That for me, making money should give me freedom. Freedom to do what I want. So I have the very great pleasure to own a business, to run a business that allows me to do what I want. And I can dictate my schedule, my hours. There's still work that needs to be done, but it's profoundly gratifying for me. but I don't want to do it every day, all the time. I want balance. So I take time with my family. I've joked about on this podcast, I love to golf. I'm not very good, but I love to do it. It allows me to recharge. A four-hour walk through nature is nice. Untethered from the phone, unplugged from TV and computers and noises, I can just focus on what I have to do. And it's a form of meditation for me. I like to travel. You guys know I travel a lot. We usually do a trip or two every single year. That's how I balance the work that I do, because I work very, very hard every single week. But I try to do it in compact hours so that I can free up my time to be with my family. I can free up the time to go golf. I can free up my time to travel. So for me, the word, my priority is balance. Family, friends, recreation, work, impact. All of that goes hand in hand. I could work more, I can make more money, but then I wouldn't have the time and the freedom to be able to spend that money. So who cares? Just going to fill up my bank account. I don't need it. I don't need to be rich. I'm not interested in it. I don't have to. What I'm interested in is having a good life. It's making an impact where I can make an impact. Changing as many lives and restaurants as I can. But then also having the freedom to spend with my family and friends, because I know the time I spend with my son changes him and impacts him in a positive way. And I know how hard we work, and I know you guys understand that. I started my business 8+ years ago, and it's taken me a long time to get to the point that I'm talking about right now. And I definitely feel like I'm at an arrival point. It's like, man, there's so much that went well. That really stemmed from 2023, me being very focused on what I wanted. So profit is the thing that I put upon all of the members of my mastermind, all the people I coach, and balance is the word that drives me. That's my North Star. That tells me what I need to do, when I need to do it, how I need to do it, because I understand why I'm doing anything I do. What I want for you is to take the time. You don't have to have my word. Maybe you literally just want to get as much as possible to be able to pass on to your kids, to create generational wealth in a way. That's fine. Whatever it is for you is what it is for you. I share my personal story in the hopes that it will resonate with you. The point is, though, we have to be intentional about it. So I think your priority for your business should be profitability. But then what is on the other side of profit, what you use that profit for, to either make more money, to be able to sell, to be able to franchise, to be able to expand, or simply to be able to reinvest some of that profit in people so that they can run the business and you can step away. Whatever it is for you is fine. I just want you to be able to take this moment, take a deep breath, go into a quiet, dark room, and think about it. I'm guessing for many of you, you've never had the luxury of being able to think about it. But I'm guessing for most of you, this is a quieter time. I think you can find a half an hour to think on this. Maybe that's sitting, maybe that's laying down, maybe that's meditating, maybe that's going for a walk, maybe that's going for a drive. My dad does this all the time. He'll just go for a drive because it helps him think. Maybe that's what it is. Whatever it is for you, I invite you, I beg you to give yourself the time and space to do it. What is your priority for your life? What will be your North Star that will drive you in the year ahead? This is a powerful moment to be able to take this, breathe it in, and move forward with some intention. Again, the show is called Restaurant Strategy. Now, let's be strategic about the way that we align our restaurants and the way we align our lives with our restaurants. The business has to exist to serve the personal life, not the other way around. And I know too many of you guys understand that you spend too much time serving your business, and the other guy, the business, isn't pulling his weight. Listen, that's what I wanted to talk about. Another reminder, if you want to learn about the Mastermind, please reach out. RestaurantStrategyPodcast.com/schedule. Look forward to chatting with you again. 30 minutes, absolutely free call. We just get to learn about each other and see if it's a good fit. And if we can help you, we would love to help you. You will join an incredible group of restaurant owners who are already on board, already in the program. Again, I appreciate all of you guys. Thank you very much for your time and your attention. I will see you next time.